This Saturday morning, I would like to bring another reading to you from the little book which I used a couple of times this week in other material that I've sent. It's the book called The Boy's Armoury by William H. Grozer. And I've picked out this particular reading for today. I thought it was appropriate. It's appropriate to life in general, but it's also appropriate, I think, to the days in which we live in at present. The heading to the reading is Darkened Days, and the text upon which the reading is based is Psalm 50 verse 15. It says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Although childhood and youth are reckoned the sunniest time of life, yet there are few young people who do not know by experience what dark and troublous days really are. Bodily pain and sickness, misfortunes in the family, accidents, bereavements, these are no rarities to us, even while our years are few. Earlier or later, says Professor Drummond, we all discover that life is not a playground. It is quite clear that God means it for a school. The moment we forget that, the puzzle of life begins. This is the Bible view, that the dark and cloudy days come to us not by chance or from fate, but are sent by the same hand that brings the sunshine. Accepted as discipline, like the soldier's hardships, they become ministers of good, strengthening and fortifying our characters. Amidst the untold perils and honours of war, again and again the message has been sent home. It is a fearful experience, but we are glad to have been through it. We would not have had it otherwise. It is good for a man, says the prophet, that he bear the yoke in his youth. History abounds with notable examples of brave hearts plodding on amidst troubles that were heavy enough to crush both body and soul. Milton in blindness and poverty. Dr. Kitto stone deaf. Mr. Samuel Gurney reduced from affluence to comparative poverty by financial crisis. Lord Shaftesbury, bereft of a beloved son and daughter, the late Archbishop Tate losing 5 sweet children by one fell disease. An equally simple and patient submission in times of personal or relative suffering is to be found amidst even the poorest classes, and not least among the children who have so often to face the dark days of life. The author of Lights and Shadows in a Hospital says of her patients, "I liked the children best of all. They were so marvellously good and so ready to adapt themselves to circumstances. And unless they were really very ill, were the most merry and contented set of little creatures." Lord Avebury said, "While we may be thankful and eager to enjoy to the full the innumerable blessings of life, we must not look upon sorrows and sufferings as unmixed evils. No one would be the better for constant and unvarying success." In this little booklet quoted by Grozer, The Kingdom of Manhood, these words are found. "It is in the dark days that we see life truly and steadily, and learn to distinguish accidentals from essentials. It is in the dark days that we perceive the true relative value of things. He sendeth sun, he sendeth shower, alike they're needful for the flower, and joys and tears alike are sent to give the soul fit nourishment. As comes to me or cloud or sun, Father, thy will, not mine, be done." David said in Psalm 30 verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." God bless you all and keep you safe today.